literally okay. super random. If I'm like, oh, that's mine, and they're like, what?
Okay, so let's continue over here. So far, we did quite a bit. Okay, so we did this ma'isa with Sancheret, and we talked about how we talked about the 10 ma'asos of Sancheret. We talked about Sancheret's big mistake in waiting to destroy Yerushalayim. We talked about Yishbi Benov and David HaMelech. This whole story where Yishbi Benov goes and David HaMelech is lured into Yishbi Benov's place, and Yishbi Benov tries to kill him, and then Avisha ben Tzruya comes to save. One of the things that we mentioned was that Avishai ben Tzruya, the general of David HaMelech, had a kvitzas ha'aretz, right? Now, the way the Rashi explains that to mean is that he had, right, there's a couple of ways of understanding. Either that means that, you know, that his animal was flying and flew there, right? The other option is just that the earth shrank, which is how Rashi understands it. But either way, so now the Gemara picks up on that idea and says, Tanur Banan, where the two lines up from the bottom. Tanur Banan. Shalosha katzal emar. So there were three people for whom there was a kitzah sa'aretz. The earth jumped, literally. Eliezer Avraham, the Yaakov Avinu, va'avishai ben Tzeruya. Okay, so now, Avishai ben Tzeruya hadamar. That's what we just had. We showed how he had a kitzah sa'aretz. Eliezer Avraham, tichsiv, va'avo hayom el ha'ayim. I came today to that. So why is the pasuk emphasizing that point? Lememra dahu yom ha'nafak. Because he left on that day also. Yaakov Avinu. Where do you see the Yaakov Avinu had a kitzah sa'aretz? The sin is the pasuk, right? Vayetza Yaakov from Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charan. Right, so Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva, and he went to Charan. Uksiv Vayifka B'makom, Vayolen Sham Kibo Hashem. Right? He bumped into that place, and he slept there, for the sun had set. So, Kimato L'Charan, because what happened over here? He was on his way to Charan, but then he somehow ended up going to Beis El. So now, Kimato L'Charan, when he reached Charan, Amar Efshar, Avarti al makom shesfalu beit bo avosai. It's a path that I pass over a place where my father's David. Ba'anilos galtvan. I didn't daven there. Ba'al mahader. So he wanted to go back. Keeping the here, but died there. Mahader. Since he thought to go back, kavtalei ara. There was a kvitzas aretz miyad ba'yifka ba'makom. That's what it means when it says that he bumped into the place. Okay. Davar acher in pegiya el tefila. Excuse me. Pegiya is a lashon of tefila. Shneimar ba'ata al tisbalel. Right, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't daven for this people, v'atisa v'adam, we know tefila, v'altif gabi. Don't bother, I'm sorry, this is not by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'altif gabi, don't, this is by Yirmiya. Don't bother daven to me. There's an interesting, so you know, Rav Yitzchok Sorotzkin has a sefer on Chelek. And Rina Siyitzchok, I mean, he has a lot of sefer, he has a sefer on almost, I think, on almost all of Tanakh. And he basically, he has a gefaldic upshot in this story. But Yitzchok B'makom, yes, the kash, he brings the kash down from the Brisker Rav. I couldn't find it in set, but I think it's from the Brisker Rav. Who asked the kasha that why is it that on Yaakov's way to Be'er Sheva, there was no kvitzas ha'aretz, but when he wanted to go to Beis El to daven, then all of a sudden he had a kvitzas ha'aretz. So he should have arrived at Charan in no time also. So the Brisker Rav gives this answer where he says, no, there was a pshatis. Because there was a mitzvah for him to go to Haran. Hashem, there's no mitzvah, the part of his trip of going to Beis El, so that wasn't the essential part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah was to go to Haran. So if you have a kvitzas ha'aretz in the mitzvah itself, so there's a chisaron in the mitzvah. Hashem, in Beis El, that was like a stopover, so that wasn't the essential part of the mitzvah, that was more of like a hesher mitzvah. So therefore you can have a chisaron in that part. So Rabbi Yitzchak Saratskin says, but wait a second. We know about Parshas Lech Lecha, right? It says Lech Lecha. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to be mechabib with the mitzvah on Avraham Avinu, right? So he didn't tell him his destination. He wanted to make it that Avraham Avinu had tzchar for a kol psiyo psiyo, for every single step of the way. So the Baruch Ber says, so what's pshat? How did he have tzchar for a kol psiyo psiyo? What does it have to do with Lech Lecha? So he says the teretz is very pasha, because Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't even give him a destination point. If I don't give you the destination point, the only thing I tell you is go. Then the Maisa Mitzvah is going. But if I tell you the destination, when I say, you have to be there by tomorrow at 5, so then the only thing you have to do is be there. Now, a Hechetimtza, to be there, is to go there. You have to travel there. So then the going, the traveling, is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. But certainly, so the way Baruch Ber understands it is that if a Kodesh Baruch would have given him a destination point, then the Halicha itself would not have been a Mitzvah. So he asks Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzky, and he says, so given Rabbi Baruch Ber, he says, if that's Pshat, so then Yaakov knew his destination point. He knew he was going to Charan. He knew his destination point. If that's the case, then the halich itself wasn't the Maisa Mitzvah. So what does the Brisker of mean when he says that there would have been a concern of the Maisa Mitzvah if he would have had Kfitzas Haaretz? So he says like this. He says, Yaakov Avinu had two... Did I say Yitzchak or Yaakov? It's Yaakov. Right, so Yaakov Avinu had two tzivuyim from his parents. He had a tzivuy from Yitzchak to go get a shidduch. So yeah, mitzad Yitzchak, the tzivuy was to go to Haran and go to Haran and get a shidduch and come back. But Rivka's tzivuy to Yaakov was go run away from Esau. So mitzad the tzivuy that Rivka gave him, the mitzvah that he had mitzad Rivka, that mitzvah was just to get out of here. So that mitzvah going, so there was the ma'as mitzvah. That's why there couldn't have been a pizza sarat. Okay. Anyway, ayin sham. All right, fine. So let's continue here. So the Gemara says vayolen sham. So it says vayolen sham kibah hashemesh. So what does this mean? He slept there because the sun had set. Basur tzoli by the Maharik. Once he davened, he wanted to go back. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeba Lebeis Maloni, Yipatir Balina. This Tzadik could come to my hotel and not sleep for the night. Miyad Ba'ashem. So immediately the sun set. Vayinu Dechsev, and that's what it means in the Pasuk. It says Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh. The sun shone for him. Vechil Lo Bovad Zarcha. Did it shine specifically for him? Halo Lekol Olam Kulo Zarcha. It didn't shine for the whole world. So Ela Rav Yitzchak Shemesh Sheba Bavuro. The sun that had set for him, Zarcha Bavuro, also shown for him. Okay. So now, going back to... So now we're finished with Kfitzas Haaretz. So now we can go back to the story, continuing... I forget who brought it up, about Kalazaro. So we said that, again, the conversation between David and Melech and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, how much longer are you going to be off? Are you going to be getting off for what happened to Novi Arkonen? That the whole Novi Arkonen was wiped out because of you. So what? Here are your options. Either you're going to be handed over to the enemy, or your children are going to be wiped out. So David and Melech said... First, he said, you know, hand me over to the enemy. So then he goes, and he sends it over to Yishmael. No. And then we said, Avisha ben Tzuri says, no, flip around the tefillah, so there's tefillah. And then it's reversed, so now David HaMelech was saved. So what that means then, now the Gemara says, Minolan b'kol azari da'ad d'David. Where do we find that David HaMelech's children were wiped out? Now, it's important to note that when the city, that Novi Arkonin was wiped out, there was one person who wasn't wiped out. They don't know who that was. That was Abiyasar. Abiyasar was not wiped out. He was the one person who remained from that city of Novi Arkonin. That's important. So the Gemara will say now, we know the call is Zarat David, the Chsid, V'atalya Eim Achazyahu, Ra'asa Ki Meis Bina, V'atakam V'ata'abed Es Kol Zara HaMamlacha. So Atalya is the mother of Achazyahu. Achazyahu had just been killed, and Atalya, his mother, hit the ceiling. And when you're a queen of the country and you hit the ceiling, so Atalya im Achazyo Ra'asa Kimeis Benah, Vatakam Vata'abed Kol Zera HaMelacha. And she wiped out the entire Zera, any heir to the throne. And of course, we know that there was one person who remained after that Ma'asa, when Atalya wiped off the whole place. Who was it? That was Yoash. Right? Yoash was taken and he was hidden in the Beis HaMikdash. So Vahash Tarla Yoash. What do you mean that she wiped out the whole Kol Zara Hamlach? That's not true. We know that Yoash was left. So Gemara says, no. Hasim Nami is Tariv Yasser. Because we know that by Novi Arkonim, that there was also one person who remained alive. The Chsiv Vayimalait, and that was Avyasar. The Chsiv Vayimalait ben Echad Vachimelech ben Achituk Ushmo Avyasar. So Amar Yud Amar Rav Il Malay Nishtayer of Yasser Lachimelech Ben Achitov. If Yasser would not have remained alive from Novi Arkonim, Lo Nishtayer Mizaro Shel David Sarid Upalit, then there wouldn't have been any remainders, anybody who escaped from this massacre from Atalya. So that's how the story goes. In other words, the David Melech's children, every one of them would have been wiped out tit for tat because of what happened to Novi Arkonim. But because Novi Arkonim had one person who remained alive, so David HaMelech's children were able to have one person who remained alive. Okay. So Amr Yudam Rav, Baalim Sancheirim HaRasha, Barbaim V'chamisha Elef Ish B'nei Melachim. He came with 45,000 B'nei Melachim, princes, Yoshvim B'kronos Shel Zahav, sitting on Kronos wagons of gold, V'imahen, and along with them were Shiglonos, were queens, V'zonos, U'beshmanim elef giborim Levushei Sheryon Klipa, and 80,000 strong guys were Levushei Sheryon, wearing like armor, wearing mail, Klipa, like in, that's layered, like layered armor. But Ubashishim Elef, and with 60,000 Achuzei Cherev, holding swords, Ratzim Lefanav, running in front of him. Bashar Prashim, the rest were cavalry. The Chain Bo Alabram, the Chain Asidin Lavo, in Gog Umagog. So now, if you count up the number, how much do we have over here? We said that he came with 45,000 B'nai Malachim, 80,000 Giborim, and 60,000 Achuzei Cherev. So that gives us, how much is that? So that's, what is that, 185,000, right? Okay. So now, B'masnisa Tana, Orech Machaneu Arba Meos Parsa. The length of his camp was 400 Parsa. Rachav Tzavar Susav, and the width of the necks of all the horses lined up in a row, were Arbaim Parsi, or 40 Parsa. So Sach Machaneu, and you want to know the total number of his camp? Masayim Vishishim Ribo. So that's, what is that? That's 2.6 million. Chasar Chav, minus 1. So, now before we get to the primary question, why we brought this up, about how there's a steer in the numbers of the people in this camp, so the obvious question is, why does it say 2.6 million minus 1? So, Baya Baye, Chasar Chav, is that Ribuya? Is that 1/10,000? Oh, Chasar Chav Alpha, is that one minus 1,000? Oh, is that in thousands? Oh, Chasar Meir, is that in the hundreds? Oh, Chasar Chav, is that 1? So take. Okay. But either way, now, parenthetically, the Gemara says, Tana, we shown him the first horses that were crossing over the Yarden, Avru Vashachi. They passed over, they crossed over where they were like crouching. In other words, the water was up pretty high. Shenem Rav Chalap Yudha Shataf V'Avar. And Tzim, the second wave, the middle wave of people, of horses that passed over Avru Bakoma, they were upright. They were able to walk across. Shenem Ad Tzavar Ligia. Acharonim Ha'elu Afar Bergen. The last ones were already no water left, and they were bringing up dirt by their feet. And they couldn't even find water to drink. Until they were able to bring water from someone else to drink. But what you see is that he had so many people in the camp that they dragged off all this water out of the yard. Okay. So now the Gemara says, but wait a second. Vaksiv, Ashur, it says that he wiped out the camp 185,000 people. They all died. So what's that? Did he have this massive number that we had in the Brahsa before? Did he have 185,000 people there? No, this is referring to the heads of the legions, the head of the army. So Amravashi, the Kanami Dhsib Mishmanov Razon. What's the Mishmanov Razon? The Shmainim the Isbu, the fat ones of them, meaning the leaders of them. Amravina Dekanami Dhsib, we have a deal like this. He hit them all by the sword. So Shmamina. In other words, because it says, Vayache, who did he smite? Who did he kill? Kol Gibor Chayav Nagid Vesar B'Machan. That's the point. Okay. So now, that's the numbers of the people. How big was Sancherib's army? So now, B'Mah, he come. How did he hit them? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'yad he come. He hit them with the hand. Shnemar Vayari Salas Hayod HaBidola. What is that? Hayod Sha'asida Lipar Misancherib. The hand that was going to later on pay back, punish Sancherib. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'etzva he come. With a finger. Shnemar Vayomru Hakar Tubim El Paro Etzva Lukim He Etzva Sha'asida Lipar Misancherib. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer Noshir Yosef Lili Omer. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeGabriel, Maglecha Netusha, is your magle, is your scythe, Netusha is your scythe sharpened. So Amar lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Netusha Vol Melech Misheshes Mei Breishes, it's been sharpened since Sheshes Mei Breishes. Shneimer, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Mipnei Charbos Nadadu. Now if you keep reading the hemshech of that pasuk, what's the hemshech? Ki Mipnei Charavos Nadadu, Mipnei Cherev Netusha, Mipnei Keshes Drucha, Mipnei Kovan Amucham. But the point is, the Cherev is Netusha already. Okay, Shem ben Yochai Omer. Also, haperek zman vishal peros hayah. That was the time of the ripening of the fruit. So, Amal Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel. So, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, kishat yotzei levashal peros. When you go out to take care of ripening the fruit, Haskeg Landil, take care of Samcher for me. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Mide Avro, in his passing, Yikach Eschem, Ki Baboker Baboker Yavor, Bayom of Alayla, Vahia Rak Ziva'a, Havin Shmua. Meaning, what's Omer Papa, Hanidarmi Inchi, Agav Orchach, but while you're on your way tending to other things, Labal Devavach Ishtama. Handle your Dbal Devavach, your enemy. The Yesh Omrim, and some say, the Chotman Nashat Bahen, the Mesu blew into their nose, and they died. Shenemer Vagan Nashat Bahem, Vayivashu. Okay. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Amar, Kapayim Si Peik Lahem. He clapped his hands. The Mesu, and they died. Shenemer Vagam Ani Ake Kapi, I will hit my hands. Kapi al Kapi, I'll clap my hands. Vayichosi Chamasi. And my anger, and I'll cause my anger to subside. Rabbi Yitzchak Nacha Amar, Aznayim Gila Lahem, he opened up their ears. Vishamu Shira, mi pi chayos, and they were able to hear the Shira from the chayos. The Mesu, and they died. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Mirum Osecha Naftsu Gan. From your exalting, in the course of your being exalted through Shira of the animals, Naftsu Gan. The Gan were to stop. The Kamen Ishtayim Mehem. So now that we're done figuring out how exactly the Malach killed the Sancheirim's army, so how many people were left over? So Rav Amar Asar, there were 10 people. Shenemer, the Pasuk in Yishayim says, if you take a look, Ashar Eitz Yaro, Mitzbar Yiyu, Benar Yichtavei. And a Nahar could write them over. What does it mean that a Nahar could write them? So Kama Nahar Yochel Yiko, that a Nahar would be able to write over how much was left. Asar, meaning 10. What does it mean that he's able, meaning a simple letter, that the way that the Yarmak explains is that the letter that even a child can write, the easiest letter to write, is a Yud. Okay. Ushmul Amar Tish, now there were actually 9 people left. Shnemer, the Pasuk in Yishayah, it says, Benishar Bro Ololos, Kinoke Zayis, Shnayim Shalish Shalosha Gargarim Berosh Amir. There were 2 or 3 olives, Berosh Amir, at the top of the main stem of the tree, in other words, the bow of the tree. Arba Chamisha B'Sifeha. 4, 5 by the branches. And the way that Shmuel's doing it is he's saying, if you count it up, it's Arba Chamisha, so 4, 5 would be 4 plus 5 is 9. So that leaves you 9 people left by the branches, referring to the people left over from the main part of the tree. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar, a third opinion, Arba Asar. There were 14. Shnemar Shnayim Shlosha Arba. The Chamisha, if you add them all up, so you have 4, so you have 2 plus 3 is 5, plus 4 is, and plus 4 plus 5 is a total of 14. Rabbi Yochanan, a fourth opinion, Amar Chamisha, he said 5. Who were they? Sancheirev, Ushnei Banav, Nebuchadnezzar, Unubuzar Adam. Okay, how do you know this? Nebuzar Adam, Gemara. We have a Mesara that Nebuzar Adam was left. Nebuchadnezzar, the Chsiv, as we know that as Nebuchadnezzar was left, the Chsiv, Vereve Derivi A'a, Damei Labar Alehim. We had this last time, right? That the appearance of the fourth guy in the Kivshan Age is like that of a Malach. That was when Nebuchadnezzar, right, he was looking into the Kivshan Age when Hanan and Shalazar were there, and he said, didn't we stick them in when there were 3, and they were tied up, and now I see that they're walking around, they're not tied up anymore, and there are 4 people, one of them looks like a Malach. V'ilav d'chazen, if he had not seen a Malach already, mina havyada, how would he have known that the fourth one looked like a Malach? Now, interestingly, the Yadama says that what that means is it's not only that he knew what a Malach looked like. Who was the Malach who came to take care of the camp of Sancheirev? It was Gavriel. And who was the Malach who came to save Hananim Shavazar in the Kivshan Eish? It was Gavriel. He says, "Oh, I know him. He was here way back when." Okay, fine. So Sancheirev Shnei Banav. What about Sancheirev and his 2 sons? The Chsiv Vayihu Mishtachve Beis Nisroch Elohav. And we're going to talk about this pasuk a little bit later, Mitzvah. So, Amar Rava, Imalei Mikra Kasav. If not for the fact that the following is written in a pasuk, Yehav Shalom are being possible to say Chesiv, as we find in the Psukim in Yeshaya, Bayomahu Yigalach Hashem. On that day, Hashem would give a haircut, would shave Besar using a razor, Haschira, a rented razor. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Every Nahar. The Melech Ashur, they give a haircut to the Melech Ashur, as Harosh, the Sarah Rablayim, the Gamas of Zakan Tisben, also the beard was diminished, terminated. Okay, so what does this mean? So, Asa Kutcha Brichu, V'idmi leki gavra saba. Kadosh Baruch Hu came and appeared to him like a gavra saba, like an elderly gentleman. And the Yarama says, Chas V'shalom, this is referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, means that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent in a malach who appeared to Sancheiriv like an elderly gentleman. So Amrale, he said to him, Ki azat l'gabe malchei mizrach amar. So the old man says to Sancheiriv, he says, when you go back to the kings of the east and the west, the Isaisinu l'benayu, that you brought their sons, v'kataltinu, and you killed them, right? Amrale, what are you going to say to them? What is he referring to? He's referring to, the way that Rashi explains it, is because we said before that he had 45,000 b'nei malachim. Right? So he had these 45,000 b'nei malachim from all over the country. So the old man says, and they all died. So if they all died, what are you going to go back? What are you going to tell their parents when you go home? So Amar Lay, they change it to Lay. Seems to make a little bit more sense. Amar Lay, so Sancheiriv says back, Halu Gavra, that guy, meaning myself, I, Halu Gavra, Bahu Pachad Anami Yosef. He says, in fact, I am kind of concerned about that. I'm actually wondering about that right now. I'm worried about that. So Amar Lay, Geking Avid. So Sancheiriv says, what should I do? So Amar Lay, so he said, Zil, Vishanei Nafshav, go and change yourself. Meaning go and disguise yourself so that they don't recognize you. So Bamayishni, so how should I change myself? So Amar Lay, so the Malach of Hashem says to him, the old man says, Zil Aisili Mispara, V'Igziyech Anok. Go bring me some scissors and I'll give you a haircut. So Mehech Aisi, but where am I supposed to get scissors from? So Amrle, so the old man says back, Ulahu Bay, so go to that certain house over there, but I see and bring scissors from over there. They have. So Azal, he went, Ashkechinu, they take out a su. Seems to make a little bit more sense without it. Azal Ashkechinu, Malachi Ashar, so Malachi Ashar is found, and the Idmule Kigabi, and appeared to him like people, Babu Katachani Kashyasa, and they were grinding date pits. So Amrle, Amr Luhu, Havuli Misbra. Can you guys give me some scissors? So Amrule, so they said back to him, Techom Luchad Gariva, Tekashyasa, Venitan Lach. You're going to have to earn it. Grind up one sa'ah, Griva's a sa'ah, right? So grind up one sa'ah's worth of Kashyasa, of date pits, Venitan Lach, and it's yours, and you can have the scissors. So Techom Luchad Gariva, Tekashyasa, so he ground up one sa'ah of date pits, and they gave him the scissors. Ad asa, but by the time that he came back to the old man, it was dark. So Amrleis, the old man says, Zil Aisinur, go bring me some fire so I can see what I'm doing. So Azav Aisinur, so he came and he went and he brought the fire. Badi the kanafak, when he was blowing on it to stoke up the fire, Itli bay nura the diknek. The fire caught hold onto his beard. So onto Sancheiriv's beard. So Azal, then of course, the next step is that the old man, Gazi, should give him a haircut on his head, and they take off the dignity. That seems to make a little bit more sense, because he didn't give a haircut on his head, on the beard. He gave a haircut to the head. And they take on Amru. Hainu d'chsiv, the gam es hazakon tispeh. That hybrid into the pasuk. The pasuk says that, ba'al yomahu yigalach Hashem besar haschira, Hashem Kiviyachu gave a haircut with a rented razor. In other words, because he had to work in order to go get it. By every nahar, which Rashi explains to mean it's appropriate because that's where the mills are. Mills were used by the rivers, and therefore it's appropriate because the way that he earned it was by doing work with the mill. The Melech Hashor, so he gave the haircut to the Melech Hashor. Es Harosh Vesar Raglayim Vegam Es Hazakan Tispeh. Doesn't say that he gave a haircut to the Zakan. It says that he gave a haircut to the head. And the zakat also was diminished. How did it get diminished? Because it was burned. Okay. Amar Papa, Hani Darmiyanchi, that's what people mean when they say, Darirte la'arama'a, and they change it, v'shafarle, if you scorch a guy and beautify him, itli le nura v'dikne, catch a fire into his beard, v'lo savata chucha, meaning he won't be satiated from laughter. In other words, if you want endless laughter, this is what you should do. Okay. So, Azal. All right, next one. So, now. Are we good so far? Okay. So, Azal. Ashkach dapa me tevusa de Noach. He went, Sancheiriv went, and he found a dapa, a gaf, a board, from the teva of Noach. Omar, he said, Hainu, Allah haraba the Shezve Lenoach mitofana. This must be the great god, the Shezve, that saved Lenoach Noach mitofana from the Mammon. So Omar, he said, I ozel hehu gavra masach, if I go, and meaning hehu gavra befriend himself, if that man goes, if I go, and I'm successful, mekarv lehu latrein lenohi, excuse me, kamach, I'll bring up, he, that man, meaning I, will bring my two sons before you. So Shamu benohi, so his two sons heard him saying this, v'kavlu, and they killed him. The hainu d'chsiv, and that's what the pasuk means when it says, v'yihi hu mishtachavet, Beis Nisroch, he was bowing down to Beis Nisroch Elohav. Va'ad HaMelech v'shar Etzer b'nav yikol b'cher. What's Beis Nisroch? Beis Nisroch is the Beis Neser from Alashon Neser. Neser meaning that he made Neser into his Avodah Zarah. So Beis Nisroch, when he was bowing down to the Neser, to the board from Noach, from Noach's Teva, and he promised his two sons, that led to the Hemshech of the Pasuk of Va'ad HaMelech v'shar Etzer b'nav yikol b'cher, that they killed him. Okay. Next. So now once we bring up these malachim, who came to save people and help people, so once we're dealing with malachim, so now, vayicholik aleihem laila, hu vavada vayakim. So this is done by Abraham Avinu, vayicholik aleihem laila, hu vavada vayakim, the chulei am v'amr of Yochanan, also malach, shenazdamu l'lavram, laila shemo. The malach that appeared, that helped Abraham Avinu out, that was, his name was Laila. Where do you see that a malach has the name Laila? Shnemar, as it says, that laila amar horagim. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, and they change it, Shana'asa, makes a little bit more sense. Shana'asa, Imo, Maisa Laila. Because a Maisa Laila happened with him. What does it mean a Maisa Laila happened? Shana'amar, as we find in the Pesukim of Shoftim, right by Shiras Tevara, Min Shamayim Nilchamu, from the heavens there was a, they fought, Hakochavim Imsilasam, Nilchamu Imsisra. That the celestial bodies, the stars, fought a battle way up there, on behalf, and they fought with Sisra. That was by Barak. So similarly, there was this like celestial war, whatever that means, by Avraham. Okay. So Amr Shlakish, Taba de Nafcha midabar Nafcha. That which Nafcha said, that which Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, is better than what the son of Nafcha said. Who's the son of Nafcha? So Rashi explains a couple of pshatim. One pshat is that it's referring to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's father was a Napach, was a blacksmith. Okay. So continuing with Avraham Avinu for a minute, it says Vayirdof Adan, and he chased until dawn. So what happened by dawn? It says that he only went up until dawn. So Amr Yochanan, Kivan Shabba, also Tzadik Adan. Once that Tzadik got to dawn, Tashash Kocho, his Koach was weakened. He was debilitated. Why? Because Ra'a B'nei Banav Sha'asidim La'avodah Avodah Zarah B'dan. Because he saw that his great-great-grandkids were going to worship Avodah Zarah in dawn. Where do you see that? Shenemar. This is talking about Yeravim, and Avak, who Mir Sashem talk about a little later, not today, but Mir Sashem a couple down there. That Yeravim and Avak, right, he was nervous that Yerachavim, right, this is when the kingdom was split. Rechavim was hanging out, and he was reigning in Yerushalayim over Yehuda and Binyamin, and Yeravim ben Avak was reigning north, in the north, and he was nervous that if he would allow the Sar Sashvatim to go and do all the regal, so they would all get together with Rechavim and rebel against him. So instead what he did is he set up a golden Zav in two places, in Basel and in Dan. So that's what it means. And he set up these Avodah Zarahs there for everyone to worship instead of going. And he also stationed guards. And rather than everybody go to be Olu Reglan, so he calls everybody to worship over the Zav. So if Af also Rasha, Lun Nisgaber actually Yil Dan, he himself wasn't Nisgaber until he got to Dan. Shnemer Midan Nishma Nachras Susav, but the Pasuk is pointing out about how all of a sudden at Dan, that's when you could hear the snorting of his horses. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amr Zera. Afogav deshalach, rather than they changed Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Hizaru bezakin sheshachach tamuro machnas onso. You should be careful with a zakin who forgot his Talmud as a result of the onus. In other words, you got to be careful with him, even though he doesn't have his chachma anymore. You still have to be careful with him. The Yadamah says that that's just like the Shevri Luchos, right? That they were kept in the Aron, even though they were broken, but we still keep them. But Agav also, this is also like the Mishnah Avos, that it's only because it's Machmas Onso. If it's only if he loses his Torah, if he forgets his Torah out of an onus, that's when you still have to be careful with him. But let's say it was Machmas Pshia, so that's Mishnah, the Mishnah Avos says he's Meschai Ben Afshah. Okay. So that's number one. V'hizharu b'veridin k'Rav Yehuda. You gotta be careful with veridin like Rav Yehuda. Agav, so veridin are, so they, so I learned Yerideh with Rabbi Weiss. He was the person, they just had a zecher for him a couple months ago, and the dinner was b'zchut. So, and they started this Yerideh program for him. So Rabbi Weiss taught Yerideh here for many, many years. So I learned with him a few years ago. And so we learned he was very big on Shechita, that like the old Yerideh curriculum was gonna still be kept. So we spent a good portion of time learning Shechita, and so we went through these halachas. Now remember, the way they translate veridin are the jugular veins. These are beveridin tributa. Got to be careful with the jugular veins like tributa, because we know that at the beginning of the second part of Kulin there's machlokes between Rebuta and Chachamim. How much of the bird you have to do Shechita? So Rebuta says you have to shecht. Even the varid, even the you have to shach the jugular veins. Okay. Why should that be? So that's because when it comes to a normal animal, regular behema, so you chop up the animal into pieces, into different parts, and then you salt each piece individually. But for birds, you can just roast them whole, and that'll suffice. But you have to make sure that all the blood gets out. So the way that you do that, if you cut through all the way through the varidin, through the jugular veins, that'll cause all the blood to come. Okay. Fine. So these are the varidin krab Yehuda. These are the bnei amiha aretz. Also, be careful with Ami Aretz, Shemehen Teitze Torah. From them comes out Torah. And Ki Ha Milsa Modina Lehu. Like this matter, like this thing, you should tell them. Now, there's a machlokes in Rishon what this thing is. Some say it's like the aforementioned thing, and some say it's going to be like the subsequent thing that we're going to say in a second. Okay, so let's see. What are we going to say? So here's the pasuk in Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tzadik ata Hashem, you're a tzadik, ki ariv ilecha, but I still have a time on you. I still have a riv, like Lashon of fighting, I still have a time. Ach mishpatim adaber osach. So let me ask you the following thing. Madua derech rishon zlecha. Why are rishon successful? Shalu kol bogdei boged. Shalu is like Lashon of shalva. Shalu kol bogdei boged. All the betrayers, right, the betrayals of the betrayers, right? So they somehow are in tranquility. Shalu kol bogdei boged. Netatam, not only that, you plant them, but not only do you plant them, gam sharashu, they also take root. Yilchu, gam asuperi, and they go about and they even make fruit. So why, in other words, why are the Rishon successful? So maya hajulei, so what do you respond to them? Ki es raglim ratzta vayalucha, for with raglim, Raglim are footmen or infantry. Ki es raglim ratzta vayalucha. For with infantry you run, ratz you run vayalucha, and they tire you out. The eich tischare es hasusim. So how could you compete with horses? Ube eretz shalom atavoteach, and in a eretz of shalom you are secure. Beich taase bigaon hayin. So how could you possibly do something on the heights of the yarding? So what does this mean? So, mashal adam echad she'amar yachal ani l'rotz gimel parsels l'fnei hasusim. I'm able to run. Person says, I'm able to run three parsa way ahead of the horses l'fnei hasusim. Not only can I outrun susim by three parsa, bein bitzei hamayim, I can do it among the sludgy, muddy areas in the water. So what happens? Then what happens is he happens upon one footman. Rots lefanav gimel milin bayabasha vanilla. He ran 3 mil on dry land and he was already tired out. So amarle umalif ne ragli kach, just like it is, if this is how it is, by with one ragli, lefne hasuzamaka achas kam bavakam. There's no way you'd be able to outrun the horses by three parsa in the muddy, sludgy areas in the There's no way you could outrun by three parsel. But this is what happened on dry land. Imagine what it would be in the muddy areas. So afata. So this is the same thing to you, Yirmiya. Meaning what? Uma b'schar arba pesios she shalamti lo'osa rasha. Just like for the schar of the four steps that I paid to that Rasha. In other words, now we understand what the conversation was. Yirmi wasn't just asking why was that tzaddik, he was referring to this, but why is it that Risham are matzliach? In particular, why is it that Nebuchadnezzar was successful in capturing Yerushalayim? So that's what he's saying. Mabischar arba par pisios, just like for the schar, for the four steps. Shalamti losa rasha, that I pay back for that one rasha. Sharat, meaning referring to Nebuchadnezzar, Sharat Akar Kvodi, who ran after my kavod, ata to me, and you're astounded by that. Kishani Meshalim Schar Labram Yitzchok V'Yakov, and I have to pay back the Schar for Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov, Sharatu Lefanai Kisusim, who run before me like horses, Al Achas Kama V'Kama. So Haine Dechsev, and that's what the Pasuk in Yirmiyah means when it says, La Nevi'im, because of the Nevi'im. Which Nevi'im? Because of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, Nishbar Libi Bekiri, my heart literally means my heart broke, but in this case it's not like broken hearted, it's like my heart, I was astounded, I was bewildered. So Rachafu Kol Otzmosai, all of my bones literally were like Merachefes, right? It's like Lashon of hovering, or trembling in this case. Rachafu Kol Otzmosai, my bones trembled. A Yisi Ki'ish Shikor, I was like an intoxicated man, like a drunken man. Uchegever Avaro Yain, like a man who was overcome with wine. Lepnei Hashem, Umemnei Devei Kachem, because of Hashem, and because of the words of his holiness. Okay, fine. So now, Hani Dalid Pisios Mahi. Oh, so I'm sorry. So let's just jump back for a second. So we said that you're supposed to tell over this thing, in other words, this conversation, this taicha with Rabbi Yirmiyah and the Rabbanu Shel Olam to the Amir. So what should you be telling them? So one shot is, it's because you'll see that it was just because of this one person, Nebuchadnezzar, because of this. His heart, that's why you're being matzliach right now. It has nothing to do with what you're doing. Okay. So, hani dalit pasios mahi. What are these four steps that Nebuchadnezzar took that we're talking about in the story with Yirmiyah's conversation with Rabbanu Shel Olam? So, the step is the pasuk in Yishai writes, Ve'esahi sholach merodach baladan ben baladan melech bavel svar. Okay. So, just a quick background to the story. What happens here? So, now we're going to talk about the story with Chizkiyah. The Chizkiyah, we said, got sick. And what happens is he's told by Yeshaya, he says, oh, don't worry, he davens, and he's told by Yeshaya, don't worry, you're going to get better. So he says, okay, well, give me a sign that I'm going to get better. So he says, oh, okay, so I'll turn the clock either 10 degrees forward, 10 hours forward, or 10 hours back. Which one do you want? So he says, I prefer that, you know, how about we do it, the turn the hours, 10 hours back thing, that'd be better. So he turns the clock back 10 hours. And then that's the simon. And then Chizkiyah gets better. So in the meantime, the whole world's clock somehow flipped back 10 hours. And they realize it was all because of Chizkiyah. So the king in Bavel hears about this, and he's like, oh my gosh, I gotta meet this person. So that's what we're going to talk about. So he sends gifts, and then we're going to see what happens. Okay, so now, Ve'esahi shalach merodach baladan ben baladan melech Bavel svarim. And if you read the hemshach of that pasuk, if you have it on the side, it says, Ba'itzahim Sholach Merodach Baladan da Baladan. So Merodach Baladan 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 Melech Bavel, the king of Babel, sent Sfarim. He sent Sfarim Umincha El Chizkiyo, sent and the presents to Chizkiyo, Vayishma Kichala Vayechizak. And he had heard that he got sick and that he got better. So the Gemara says as follows. So let's jump back for a second. Hani Dal Pesios Mahi, Tchsib Ba'itzahim Sholach Merodach Baladan da Baladan Melech Bavel Sfarim. And the Pasuk continues, Mishom Kichala Chizkiyo Vayechizak. Because he heard that Chizkiyah got sick and got, because Chizkiyah got sick and got better, he sent him Sfarim and he sent him gifts. So the Gemara says, yeah. How do you see this? So that's Lejush, and that's where the might come in. But it, so that's where we have the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, which is also, again, because we're going to find the story in three places, right? In Malachim, and in Yishai, and in Divrei Yamim. So now we jump to the Pasuk of Pesukim in Divrei Yamim. Lidrosh ha-mofis asher hayav arz, to go check out the mofis that happened in the land. Dam Rabbi Yochanan oso hayom, on that day, shemeis bo achaz, shtei shavs hayom, was 2 hours long. Instead of it being 12 hours of daytime, it was minus 10. And why did that happen? So the Rabban Shalom did it, right? Because this is referring to Chizkiyah's father, who was in Russia, and he didn't want, the Rabban Shalom didn't want them to have time to give him a husband and to bury. So the Kichala Chizkiyahu, and then when Chizkiyahu got sick, the Ispach and got better, Adrinu Kut Shabrichu Lahanach Eser Shaynali. He brought back the 10 hours, he put them back into that day. Dechsev, where do you see that he added another 10 hours to that day? Dechsev, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, he Hinani, Meshiv es seil hama'alos, asher yarda b'ma'alos achaz b'shemesh. What does this mean? Again, hinani meshiv, behold, I'm going to return, in other words, reverse, es seil hama'alos, the degrees of the shade, the shadow of the degrees, the shadow of the steps, Asher Yarda the Matlos, that went down on the steps, Achaz the Shemesh, of Achaz's sun clock. That Achaz, the Matlos Achaz b'Shemesh, that the sun went down on those on that clock. In other words, Achaz, the father of Chizkiah, had this like clock. Either it was like the steps that we're looking at, or it was an actual clock that we're looking at. And he made this sun clock. And now, what happens is Yeshaya says to Chizkiah, he says, how should I turn back the clock? So he says, should we make it that you'll be able to notice the clock? In other words, you'll be able to see the degrees that the sun has gone down on this clock. Should we make it go up, or should we make it go down? So he says, V'hinini meshev estel ha'malos, asher yarda b'malos achaz b'shemesh. Achoranis asher malos, I'm going to make it go back now 10 degrees. Or 10 steps. V'tashav ha'shemesh esher malos. So indeed, the sun did go back 10 steps. B'malos asher yarda. On the steps that it had gone down. Okay. So that's where you see that the day was reversed, and he went back, so 10 hours were added to the day. So Amar Lei, so now back in Bavel, Merodach is saying, my high, what's going on? So they tell him, Amar Lei, they're saying, Chizkiah chalash be'itvach. Well, Chizkiah got sick and he got better, and that's what happened. So Amar, so he said, eat the gavra kiai, there's a guy like this, lo be'ina lishdure lei shlomo, and I'm not going to send him shalom. So Kasulei, so they wrote up the following letter to send. Shalma l'malka Chizkiah. Shalom to the Melech Chizkiah. Shalom l'karta d'Yerushalayim. Shalom to the city of Yerushalayim. Shalom l'alaka rab. Pieces to HaKadosh Baruch. So now, Nebuchadnezzar sapre the Baladan hava. He was like the sofer for Baladan. Yishaita lo hava hasa. But at that time that they were drafting this letter, he wasn't over there. So he also, when he comes back, Amar Lahu, so Nebuchadnezzar said, Hechi Kasbisu, you guys wrote up a letter, how'd you write it up? So Amar Lahu, so they told him, Hechi Kasbisu, and they told him, oh, well, we drafted it, and this is what we wrote it like that. So Amar Lahu, so he told them, Karisu Le Allah Karaba, you called the Rabban Shalom Allah Karaba, the great God, the Kasbisu Le Lutzof, but then you mention him at the very end of the letter, and they take out Amar, Allah Hachi Kasovu, this is what you should write, this is how you should write the letter. Shalom l'alaka rabba. Shalom l'karti b'Yerushalayim. Shalom l'malka Chizkiah. First you mentioned the Baruch Shalom, then the city of Yerushalayim, then Chizkiah. So Amrlei. So they said, Amrlei, so they said to him, Karaina digarta, the reader of the letter, Ihu lehavi parvanka. He should be the shliach. So, meaning what? In other words, the person who was sent to deliver the letter already left. So he says, well, you should go take care of the letter. So Rod Basre, so Nebuchadnezzar runs after the guy who had just been dispatched to go send the letter. So Kidderahit Arba Psios. When he had run four Psios, also Gabriel Bukman. Gabriel came and stopped him in his place. Amr Yochanan, and Yochanan says, Il Moliba Gabriel, the Hamidov Gabriel would not have come and stopped him in his place after four steps, Loyatakana, the Sunay Shaysron. There's no way that the Jews would have been able to make it out of it. Okay. Right, I think we'll hold.
Thank you.